plain in any case, said Cheery.
Have I got a gardrugger? Said Vimes.
Cheery winced at the mispronunciation.
Yes, sir, everyone has. But only a dwarf can krazak his properly, she said. Or hers, she added.
Vimes sighed and looked down at the pages of scrawl in his notebook under the heading Überwald. He wasn't strictly aware of it, but he treated even geography as if he was investigating a crime. Did you see who carved out the valley? Would you recognise that glacier if you saw it again?
I'm going to make a lot of mistakes, Cheery, he said.
I shouldn't worry about that, sir. Humans always do, but most dwarves can spot if you're trying not to make them.
Are you sure you don't mind coming?
Got to face it sooner or later, sir.
Vimes shook his head sadly.
I don't get it, Cheery. There's all this fuss about a female dwarf trying to act like...
A lady, sir.
Right. And yet no one says anything about Carrot being called a dwarf, but he's human.
No, sir, like he says, he's a dwarf. He was adopted by dwarfs. He's performed the Igrad. He observes the Jakagra, insofar as that's possible in the city. He's a dwarf.
He's 6 foot high.
He's a tall dwarf, sir. We don't mind if he wants to be a human as well. Not even the Drudakak would have a problem with that.
I'm running out of throat sweets here, Cheery. What was that?
Look, sir, most of the dwarfs here are, well, I suppose you'd call them liberal, sir. They're mainly from the mountains behind Copperhead, you know. They get along with humans. Some of them even acknowledge that they've got daughters, sir, but some of the more old-fashioned Überwald dwarfs haven't got out so much. They act as if Beharian Bloodaxe is still alive. That's why we call them Drudakak.
Vimes had a go, but he knew that to really speak dwarfish you needed a lifetime study and, if at all possible, a serious throat infection.
Above ground? They negatively... he faltered. They do not get out in the fresh air enough,
Cheery supplied.
Ah, right. And everyone thought the new king was going to be one of these?
They say Albrecht's never seen sunlight in his life. His clan never goes above ground in daylight. Everyone was certain it'd be him.
And as it turned out, it wasn't, thought Vimes. Some of the Überwald dwarfs hadn't supported him, and the world had moved on. There were plenty of dwarfs around now who had been born in Ankh Morpork. Their kids went around with their helmets on back to front and spoke dwarfish only at home. Many of them wouldn't know a pickaxe if you hit them with it. At least, if you hit them hard enough. They weren't about to be told how to run their lives by an old dwarf sitting on a stale bun under some distant mountain. He tapped his pencil on his notebook thoughtfully. And because of this, he thought, dwarfs are punching one another on my streets.
I've seen more of those dwarf sedan chair things around lately, he said. You know, the ones carried by a couple of trolls. They have thick leather curtains.
Drudakak, said Cheery. Very traditional dwarfs. If they have to go out in daylight, they don't look at it.
I don't recall them a year ago, Cheery shrugged.
There's lots of dwarfs here now, sir. The Drudakak feel they're among dwarfs now. They don't have to deal with humans for anything.
They don't like us.
They wouldn't even talk to a human. They're fairly choosy about talking to most dwarfs, to tell the truth.
That's daft, said Vimes. How do they get food? You can't live on fungi. How do they trade ore at dam streams, get wood for shoring up their shafts?
Well, either other dwarfs are paid to do it, or humans are employed, said Cheery. They can afford it. They're very good miners. Well, they own very good mines in any case.
Sounds to me like they're a bunch of...
Vimes stopped himself. He was aware that a wise man should always respect the folkways of others, to use Carrot's happy phrase, but Vimes often had difficulty with this idea. For one thing, there were people in the world whose folkways consisted of gutting other people like clams, and this was not a procedure that commanded, in Vimes, any kind of respect at all.
I'm not thinking diplomatically, am I? He said.
Cheery watched him with a carefully blank expression.
Oh, I don't know about that, sir, she said. You didn't actually finish the sentence, and, well, a lot of dwarfs respect them, you know, feel better for seeing them.
Vimes looked puzzled, then understanding dawned.
Oh, I get it, he said. I bet they say things like, thank goodness people are keeping up the old ways, eh?
That's right, sir. I suppose that inside every dwarf in Ankh Morpork is a little part of him or her that knows real dwarfs live underground.